Hi, this is Ali from the New Zealand Yoga Centre, talking today on the idea of gardening for the soul, what we have to do to grow and to nourish ourselves. So by being out in nature, we recalibrate ourselves to the universal energy, so to speak. Nature provides us with such a bounty of nourishment. And so we can do simple things like watch the setting sun to re-energize our circadian clock and to get ourselves into a harmonious pattern of understanding night and day, sleep and waking. We can look at the rising moon to readjust our water clock of the body. We can watch the turning stars, or in fact our transit through our local galaxies. We need to know which way is east at all times, and to look at how the patterns of the sun changed throughout the year. We can do simple things like to observe the sacred geometry of flowers and fronds. And if we speak to the universe and listen quietly, it too will speak back to us. We can ask ourselves, or ask the universe, questions: what do I need to know today? What do I need to understand? And if we listen quietly, the universe speaks. It guides us, illuminates us, and sets us on the right path. Things that we need to do for gardening for the soul being is to declutter our timeline. And we do that by actually having a timeline, by not having a timeline, but by having one so we can see where the spaces are, so we can make time for adventure. We can make room for creative play, for just pottering around. And one thing I've noticed from observing my own pottering is that I become more stressed when I have to move in straight lines, go up the stairs, down the stairs, to one room, back out of a room. And a lot of architecture dictates that we move in straight lines. However, however, it's when I observe myself, I notice that I'm most harmonious when I move in a Fibonacci spiral. Fibonacci spiral is encoded in shells and pine cones and flowers like sunflowers. It's encoded in the little vines that plants like gherkins and zucchinis throw out, in grapevines, this gentle spiral turn. When we move in these types of spirals and then move back along different spiral trajectories, we become far more creative. We remove that linear form which dictates how the mind works, and we find more creativity in these sort of harmonious curving movements rather than just going in straight lines, which again encode different types of brain patterns. So we think about how we can enjoy time off pottering, unstructured time, free time. And we can actually allot time within our time structures for these purposes. And so when it comes to finally becoming still rather than always being in perpetual movement, we can try to analyze whether we, on our day-to-day basis, have meditation avoidance. Are we avoiding sitting still and decluttering our time and decluttering the mind? Are we finding other excuses to be stimulated? And these types of stimulus patterns are addiction patterns. Always getting a hit, always getting a reward, always getting a dopamine, you know, burst, a surge of energy. But meditation gives us the opportunity to ask the universe, what do I need to know? And if the universe replies, we can contemplate that reply. And sometimes we may ask the universe when we sit down for meditation, what do we need to know? What do I need to know? And sometimes we hear silence. And it's that blissful silence that we can concentrate on. And if we hear noises that disturb us, we don't dwell and fix on that noise. We simply move our attention to a different noise, to a creak here, a bird cheep there, the sound of rain there, a wind gust there, a traffic noise there. Detaching from the things that disturb us. We become vigilant of the mind stream because effectively the mind stream is our interface with the stimulus channel of the world. But also, consciousness is the echo of the universe gently reverberating back. And as we sit for meditation, we can sit for that. When it comes to gardening for the soul, we can ask ourselves, do our gardens grow? Are they flourishing? Or do we kill things by neglect? And then we can refer that as a metaphor for ourselves. Are we nourishing or neglecting ourselves? Are we giving ourselves time to be nourished and watered and fed? So we consider this today, a simple idea of how do we recalibrate ourselves to be in harmony and move in the flow of the universe. And I think it's important in this regard to consider paying attention to the Fibonacci spirals of the shapes of leaves, the growth of plants, seed heads and flowers, and even encoded with ourselves. All of us are moving when we, whether we realize it or not, in the flow. And it's just a matter of harmonizing ourselves by taking time, being centered, feeling grounded, and waiting for that inspiration of growth.